Welcome to the Business Bunker Radio Show, Federation of Small Businesses podcast.
Ages.
Yeah, it's been probably about 3 years, I think.
Yeah, I was surprised when you said, oh, blimey, the studio's changed since I was last here.
I can't believe that.
I was surprised how long ago it was you were last on, Neville. It seems like only yesterday. I mean, Jules has only just got over the tick.
I didn't bring Skittles this time, I'm afraid.
No, sorry about that. No.
And there's no little Jules either.
No.
She's probably at school.
Yeah. So.
Must be.
But you never know.
Cool. Look, Neville, quick introduction to those that don't know, and I can't believe there's many that don't, but a quick introduction anyway to the Federation of Small Business, especially over here in Kent and Medway. And then we're going to talk about what we are doing today, which is having a bit of an apprenticeship special, because as most of our listeners may or may not know, it's actually National Apprenticeship Week this week.
Yes, National Apprenticeship Week. That's really important for all young people in particular, but obviously for small businesses to take advantage of that great opportunity.
Yeah.
But the FSB, we've got a great following in Kent. There are just over 6,000 members.
Right. I think I'm right in saying is the FSB is probably the biggest membership organisation, business organisation in Kent?
Biggest in Kent and biggest nationally, and it's the most representative of small businesses within the UK.
Yeah.
Approximately 200,000 members. It sort of ebbs and flows, but we've got a big membership drive. Currently, it is national, Northern Ireland, Scotland, England and Wales, and it's split into a number of regions. And in Kent, recently we've moved from a branch-led structure into a regional structure, but it's actually improved it considerably because we've got much wider much rather drift right way across Kent.
Yeah, absolutely. In the old days, it tended to be a bit isolated, didn't it? Because, you know, you had membership in, like, Mid Kent that only talked to each other, and then membership in East Kent that only talked to each other and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably a bit of a misnomer. People in South Kent thought that they could only go to South Kent events and they only met with South Kent members.
Yeah.
But it's a national organisation, so I think we've taken Kent to a new regime.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got a very healthy regional committee now of all ages, which is really good because some members will think the FSB has this male, pale and stale approach of previous ilk. But there are a lot younger members than you and I, Paul. So
that's not difficult, though, in my case.
Or mine.
But so I'll tell you what, Neville, give us a bit of a roundup on some of the things and some of the issues that the FSB are handling. Both in general and then also as far as apprenticeships are concerned. Because I understand there's a deputation gone off to the House of Commons. Is it today? A few businesses
There's a deputation, but it's sort of by invite only, and it's all in regards to Apprenticeship Week. And I'll read out the members from Kent because I think it's worth giving them a bit of a plug because they're taking the focus on. Artisan du Chocolat, I hope that is decent pronunciation.
Come back, Jules. Jules has gone.
My one weakness.
Yeah.
There you go. Was it chocolate free and what's the other thing? Oh, sex. Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Beyond Local, U-Image Consultancy, Cicero Translations and Creating Careers, which are all at the House of Commons today. And they'll be meeting the CEO of the National Apprenticeship Service. And really giving their businesses a plug of the how, why and wherefore of what apprentices have done for them.
Yeah, fantastic. Good news. I also happen to know that the FSB has recently published a response to the consultation on apprenticeship funding. And the government has now published its response to the 2014 consultation on the future of apprenticeships in England and funding reform technical consultation, and has stated that employers will be given direct control of apprenticeship funding from now on to enable them to select the training that best meets the skill needs. However, further work will be carried out before a final decision is taken on which of the proposed funding mechanisms will be taken forward. So that's, the government are kind of looking at this whole thing, because at one stage they were talking about withdrawing some of the funding, weren't they? But my understanding is that they have now put that in place for 2015 and 2016.
Well, I think thankfully we've got a government currently that are listening, and they're certainly listening to small businesses, and the FSB actually have got quite an influential role here, and I don't know whether, just as a local member, you probably might not be that in tune with what happens at number 10 and within the corridors of power, but this year we've got, as we all know, we've got this famous thing in a few days, few months' time called the national elections.
Yeah.
The general election, and just for that, the FSB have launched, it's a hashtag, you'd be pleased to know, so that's definitely brought us into the 21st century,
right.
Hashtag IBackSmallBusiness.
Right.
It's a dedicated website which is really about the difficulties that small businesses have and all the red tape. Mm. And the apprenticeship issue is just one small arena where, you know, businesses were getting a bit of a rum deal, if truth be known, of having to fill out this form, that form, and not actually being in control of the finance.
Yeah.
So it's a real welcome measure that someone's listening.
Absolutely. And just on that, because I happen to know, because I'm a bit of a wonk about these things, small businesses, we've now got 5.2 million in this country. 5.2 million small businesses.
How many in Kent?
58,000 in Kent.
He is a wonk, Neil.
Yeah. He is a wonk. And actually, it's gone down over the last few years, but that's not because it's anything to do with the recession. It's actually just through consolidation and people not actually going into small business. It's I think we need to get the push about, you know, we've got some great young entrepreneurs out there, so we need to be pushing them along too.
Yeah.
And of course, the apprenticeship route actually starts to bring that, you know, young flavour through.
It does indeed.
And sparks. I've seen some businesses that have taken on an apprentice, and all of a sudden they've gone into another area because this young person that's come in has just been like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely, because funnily enough, and I do a lot of talking in schools and colleges and universities about the job market, because that's my day job. And the funny thing is this generation of people are the first generation of people coming into the job market that come with more experience in some fields than the people that are already in it in terms of new digital technology and stuff like that. And that is a sea change that has never happened before. But coming back to the apprenticeship route, it took quite a while for small businesses to get on board with it. But in the last 2 years, they've adopted it wholesale. And the last stats I saw, there are over 500,000 new apprenticeships created in the last 18 months. 76% of apprentices retain their jobs after qualification. Apprenticeships go up to level 6 NVQ now, which is degree level. So depending, you know, because you do hear a lot of, bless them, Daily Mail type approaches to things like this, you know, who needs an NVQ in burger flipping? But they've misunderstood the whole apprenticeship thing. Because it isn't the same as it was before. You can get an apprenticeship in absolutely anything, yeah, and all kinds of levels and in all kinds of fields and at all kinds of skills levels. And the whole idea behind an apprenticeship, be it in burger flipping or advanced engineering, is it's about practical hands-on training as much as classroom vocational training. And that's what we've been missing for the last 20 years in this country.
Well, you know, Paul and I can go on forever on this particular subject, because it's about upskilling and the right skill set and the right attitude and all those sort of great things that that probably are sadly lacking in young people coming through. And and certainly the FSB, again, the good thing about the FSB and being a member is that you only get facts.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the statistics that are worth knowing, that 29% of members offer a government-funded apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
That's high. You know, we've got 200,000 members, so we're probably picking up quite a big chunk of those apprentices in the country.
Absolutely.
And 12% offer a non-funded, government-funded.
Right.
So, I'm sure Middleton Murray, when they come on a bit later, will tell you a little bit more about the ins and outs of where the funding is and where the funding isn't.
Yeah.
But in essence, if you're under 19, it's a fully funded scheme. It's just like being at school.
Yeah.
And the real benefits here is you've got to remember that currently we've got 500,000 young people going to university.
Mm.
Last year, there were many firsts coming out of university that went to university in 1986.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we've got an upskilled or a more educated arena,
yeah.
But now what we're lacking really is a lot of those hand skills that
you
were mentioning earlier.
Absolutely,
And the other thing I think we need to make it clear to everyone that's listening today, apprentices are not manual labour. Mm. This is not the plumbers and the carpenters and that sort of arena, the old city and guilds approach.
Yeah, sure.
This is absolutely anything, you know, from a sales assistant, an admin assistant, a general bookkeeper.
Yeah.
I've noticed that the legal profession have now entered the arena with apprenticeship solicitor programs and lawyers.
Shall I tell you an interesting statistic? 20% of graduates are now finding their first job through an apprenticeship.
Yeah, actually, one of my non-execs in the company I run is used to work for Network Rail. He was the chair recruitment officer there.
Right.
And they were finding 30% of their apprenticeship scheme was being taken up by graduates.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because it's all about practical. It's all about hands-on skills. It's about experiencing a job. It's about job and a work attitude. And it's about time too, and I'm really pleased, and I absolutely adore the apprenticeship scheme. I think it's a fabulous way of getting those people that we've referred to as NEETs, you know, not in education, employment or training, which is a horrible term. It's basically our future of 16 to 19 year olds, getting them onto the job ladder, which is what they were finding incredibly difficult. Oh, and just one thing on that as well, because a lot of people don't always realise this, and I won't get into a rant about it because I could quite easily, but our politicians moved the school leaving age to basically 18, Although what a lot of people don't realise, which is why the schools don't talk about it very much, is actually you can leave school and do an apprenticeship from age 16.
Which would suit an awful lot of
which
people.
Which suits an awful lot of people.
Yeah.
You know,
I do think there we've got a real problem in that schools are funded in a particular fashion.
Yeah.
And colleges are slightly different because they're really keen to get the apprenticeship program moving.
Mm.
But when schools lose a 16-year-old, it's about £4,000 a year.
Yeah.
You've only got to lose five or six of those, and all of a sudden
your funding takes a hit.
Your funding takes a massive hit. So so the government have got to wise up to this arena and allow schools and colleges to work together.
Yeah.
You know, like some businesses work together.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an opportunity for schools and colleges to work together.
Absolutely. No, absolutely there is. Just in the final few minutes of talking to you, Neville, and I know you've got to get off because you've got some important things to do, just give us a little round out of some of the things that are going on in the FSB world at the moment. I've got a load of local events that I'm going to talk about later that the FSB are doing. You know, you've got a networking event coming up in Dartford with James Burrows from Jigsaw Cloud doing a keynote speech there, and we'll talk about that a bit later with all the dates and times. And you've also got some hustings coming up for the election in both Dover and Rochester, I understand.
Yeah, they're going to be really key. In fact, there was one in the whole hustings session kicked off last night in London.
Right.
And this year, around the country, I think we've got over 85 hustings that are going to be sponsored by the FSB.
Right.
That's probably 10 times as many as there were in the previous election.
Fantastic.
So, and the key to this is, I mean, I think we've got to thank Alex Salmond. We've got to thank him for something.
Yeah.
For bringing people back into the election debate, because he really has brought the hearts and minds back in. So, you know, come along to those events, because the Kent Messenger will be there, BBC will be there hopefully as well, and they'll be well publicised, and it will be an opportunity to get your message over, because we've had 8 million hits already on the IBAC Small Business website.
Right.
So
excellent.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge, and that's unique hits, so that's not people coming back.
Yeah.
So there's obviously an interest, and as corporates, you know, the future of the country is small business.
Mm.
It has been for many
Absolutely.
Years.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what we've got to be doing is doing the education bit and getting these apprentices up through the ranks.
Yeah.
But at the same time, come on, you entrepreneurs, you know, just have a chat to the FSB. We've got some really good members who came out of school with no qualifications whatsoever. You know, one person put his hand up, and he's a producer of the show.
14 I was when I was asked to leave school.
I was 14, but I left because I had a broken leg. A horse kicked me. So I'm self-taught.
Well, so there you go. So
we're both. Actually left school at 14 then.
We did indeed.
And
she and left school long before me.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get into that sort of rant. No, not today. But the key thing is, you know, there are great, great opportunities out there. So it's not just about, you know, taking an apprentice on. And you'll hear about how cheap they are and it's slave labour and all that rubbish.
Yeah.
And it is rubbish, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
Because these youngsters really, you know, they deserve an opportunity and it's up to our membership to give it to them.
Absolutely. And just on that, because the national minimum wage for a young apprentice is £2.50 an hour or whatever. But in Kent, I can tell you for a fact that very few people are paying that rate.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge competition for the better apprentices. So actually they're paying quite a lot more. And the average apprentice salary in Kent at the moment is between £180 and £220 a week.
The other bugbear is if they're young and maybe they can't afford a car, transport around here is
well,
pretty bad.
In rural areas it's a problem, isn't it?
So sometimes maybe they need a hand with lifts and things like that, which is often...
I'm not saying...
A bit like you then, Jules.
Yeah.
Okay.
But mine's social.
I was going to say this, and they don't drink at 16, allegedly.
But Neville, to join the FSB, how much?
First year member, well, it's a really great membership scheme because I call it the fourth emergency service or the first for business. It's £150 a year to join as a one-man band, but there's a £30 additional fee for the first year. Mm-hmm. But then it's £150 a year thereafter, even if you employ 100 people. Mm-hmm. So when you join, that's the rate you pay.
Yeah. Excellent.
So there's no escalation. They want you to grow. And it's all about supporting and protecting your business. And there's lots of free benefits that come along with a membership.
I mean, to be honest, you can get all that £150 back just by using some of the benefits, like, you know, cheap insurance and telecoms and all kinds of benefits that they offer, on top of all the free legal advice and free HMRC protection that they provide as part of...
You know, Paul, I think those are the last two you mentioned are probably the two that every small business should really look at.
Yeah,
and I know there are... If you've got an accountant, they'll offer some services, but for the amount you get here, this is top-notch legal protection.
Yeah.
As soon as you take one person on, the FSB become your HR support.
Mm.
And there are contracts galore on there that are all available to you. And it's a free phone number. It's 0808 2020 888. I mean, it's really easy to remember.
Even you remembered it.
I remembered it, So it's a really easy number to remember.
Fabulous. Neville, thank you so much for that. Thank you for so much for the update on the FSB and what you're doing there. If anybody wants to pursue this, if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, there's a Dirty Great FSB logo on the front of our site, and if you click that, it takes you straight through to the FSB National Benefits page. So you will go straight to the benefits page. You can see all the things that you get for becoming a member of the FSB. And then also, if you want to see what's going on locally, if you go to fsb.org/Kent Medway, you can see the local events that are going on. But all of those links on the Kent Business Radio website. Neville, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunch Show.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's been a pleasure to see you again.
We need a Neville-only show.
We do indeed.